This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's program is Patrick Murphy, superintendent of the Mount Olive School District, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are going to discuss a topic that we dealt with in the past, Superintendent Murphy, and we're going to talk a little bit about school districts sharing resources and a little bit of the history in that. We'll let you talk about it in more depth, but in light of diminished state funding it started probably, you could say, a few years ago, there was also an idea floated that there could be forced consolidation, and all types of things came up concerning funding issues in school districts, and resource sharing became a topic that many districts are doing, and you just recently had a meeting. We thought we'd get an update. Again, just recently, Monday night, you had a meeting. Several school districts attended it, and how did that meeting go?
It went very well. The four school districts that attended were Bunker Hill, Gillespie, Mount Olive, and Staunton. And we were looking, the focus of that meeting, we had a few focus, but again, it's sharing resources of how we can share resources to have savings for all of us. And one of the main focuses of this new meeting was for dual credit classes. How can we provide dual credit classes, which means you get high school credit and you also get college credit for attending one class. And so we were talking, trying to find ways that we could share and provide more of those to all of our students.
Sharing resources, I guess, could mean anything from sporting activities to other types of academic activities, as well as classes and things like that. Has there been any movement yet, as far as actual things being shared, or are we still just in the discussion state?
Right now, which we've done for the past few years, the four school districts, Bunker Hill, Gillespie, Staunton, and Mount Olive, all share. We get one milk bid, and we also get one bread bid. So we bid out by being a larger quantity. We get, in theory, we're going to get a better price by putting all our quantity together. And so milk and bread have already occurred. Gas bid for the school districts that have their own buses has also occurred, and that's for Gillespie and Staunton also share. They bid together for that also. We're looking at, so those have occurred already. We also are a special ed co-op, which means that we share our special ed resources, and we're doing that to keep costs down also. So yes, there has been sharing already in place, but we're continually looking for more. Right now, in the conversation this past Monday night, was paper. Could we buy paper in bulk and get a better bid on that? So we're being charged right now to go back and find out how much paper we use in the course of a year and what the cost of that is, and then the possibility of bidding that out together. Another area that we're working on that also came from this meeting is health insurance. Right now, we have our health insurance for our own school. We're looking, investigating, and finding out it would be possible by having all four schools together. And so in Mount Olive's case, instead of having 50 employees, to bring a health insurance group together, if it would be all four schools, it would be 250 or 300 in that health insurance pool. And could we get better rates for that?
And also the word co-oping, I know that's a word that people are sort of used to with some sporting events, or maybe the smaller sporting events for school districts. Is there also more talk of co-oping, say, things like, if there's golf or soccer and things like that?
Right now, as you're aware, currently Gillespie and Mount Olive do co-op in wrestling, cross country, and soccer. The students from Mount Olive go over and participate in cross country and soccer in the fall with Gillespie. And then the Gillespie students come over and participate with Mount Olive in wrestling in the winter. And there's always a look at if those are more the ways that we can save money, or if we don't have enough students to participate to fill a team, can we combine the two so we can have a team?
Classes in general, there had been talk about some schools have this program and another school has that program. Maybe students could go in between the schools if that was their desire. I guess that brings up a little more of a scheduling or a logistics problem as far as putting something like that together.
Yes, absolutely. And that was took up the majority of our conversation on Monday night, was focused on that. And it's actually pretty close right now of how our schedules are pretty close in the morning time, where our first 4 hours of the day are all within 2 and 3 minutes of each other. So there is a possibility of working into that. As I spoke earlier regarding dual credits, The thing we're investigating right now to get a focus of that is not having the kids travel, is actually streaming it live, is having one classroom, a teacher who's got a master's degree so it can actually teach a dual credit class, we could stream it, we could tape that, video that classroom and stream it directly into the other classrooms. So a teacher in Staunton could be teaching calculus in theory, and kids in Mount Olive could be in the room watching it in Mount Olive and learning that same calculus. And kids in Gillespie, the same thing. And kids in Bunker Hill, the same thing. And so we're working with Lewis and Clark Community College right now to find out the logistics and see if that would be a possibility for us to do.
That would be, I guess, like the Extension Service sometimes has presentations where you can even interact with the instructor via, a satellite feed?
Yes, absolutely. And that's what we're trying to find out. One of our goals we need to find out is, do we have the technology, the bandwidth to actually, is it feasible to do that? And do we need to get how much bandwidth would we need in order to do that? So absolutely, to be able to communicate back and forth. So, you know, it just wouldn't be watching a presentation and not getting any feedback. But actually, if you have questions, you could pose them right back, and those could be answered.
What would be some of the other roadblocks as far as sharing resources? I'm sure there are numerous, but what are some of the things your school district, along with several others, are looking at as far as the roadblocks and trying to get around them?
There are things that we're going to have to work through. Number one is, when we start talking about classes, we have unions, and then the unions of sharing teachers and resources like that, your union would have to be agreeable to do that. You know, you'd have to work with your unions to try to come up with that sort of compromise to be able to work together. As I mentioned here, streaming a class, of course the teacher would have to be willing to do that. There'd be more of a responsibility on a teacher that would have to take on that role. And so that we see as a roadblock. We also see as a roadblock, which we just mentioned earlier, as the scheduling issue, where we do even 4 and 3 and 4 minutes apart, which we are, and we have to be able to schedule differently. As I mentioned earlier, 3 of the 4 of us are really close. Gillespie actually starts school about 30 minutes before Staunton, Mount Olive, or Bunker Hill. And so we're going to have to work with that. And Gillespie's already talked about some of the things they could possibly do to possibly work those issues out. One other roadblock when we talk about dual credits is that Staunton, Gillespie, and Bunker Hill are all part of Lewis and Clark Community College, and Mount Olive is Lincolnland Community College. So we'll have to be able to coordinate and work through those logistics with the community colleges if we were ever to accomplish that goal.
Another question I would have is, as you said, what about, there were discussions at one time, I know you had at least a couple with Litchfield, and or I guess you could take, just as an example, if Southwestern would talk to Jerseyville or something. Is there problems then when you go across county lines, or is that not really a problem?
Depending on what we're talking about, and yes, we have spoken with Litchfield is right now, I've been having discussions with them regarding vocational classes. And we're always willing to look at the possibility of giving our students more opportunities in things that Mount Olive School cannot provide, such as nursing or an engineering class or agriculture. We don't have an FFA opportunity here. And if there's things that we can do to provide those with our kids, but I know the people in the Mount Olive, and this comes back to one of the problems is that but we want to have our own school. We have great pride in our school, and our test scores and our kids have great success when they go to college. So we don't want to lose our identity. And we strongly believe that our school is a large part of our identity. And so, yes, we want to provide as many opportunities as we can for kids, but we also don't believe it's in the best interest of the kids to make consolidations where the school in Mount Olive would disappear.
Speaking of consolidation, I referred to it in the beginning because a lot of talks did begin when that was floated by Governor Quinn concerning, well, there might be a look at, I guess you wouldn't say force, but required consolidation. Has that died down, or is that now sort of off of the table?
The lieutenant governor, Ms. Simon, went around and actually did it for a year. They went around and did a survey or gathered information regarding the possibilities of that. And what they found and then reported back out last summer was that consolidation will not solve the problems that they thought that we might. It will not save money. It will actually increase costs. If we were to start to, you know, Governor Quinn's original comments were 300 school districts in the state of Illinois, there would be a huge expense to be able to accomplish that. And then it would be a continued expense with transportation, which they continue to cut our costs with that. But to have to transport kids, for great lengths would only increase costs instead of decrease costs. We went and had listened to a presentation from NorthMAC, Gerard and Verdon, who consolidated a few years ago, and their costs actually increased, and they presented this and showed. So it was not, if you're talking about saving money, consolidation is not the answer.
And one final question I would have is, with the talks and they're ongoing and things like that, do you have any goals, or have you set time frames for goals for maybe having more things that actually come into fruition, say, in the next school year? Have you given yourself a three-year plan?
What we're focusing on now, and there is a timeline, is the process for actually scheduling kids' classes for next school year occurs in late January, early February of this coming, of 13. So if we're going to offer any of the classes, the dual credit classes, or share resources to teachers, we must have those in place by late January, early February in order to schedule classes for our kids for next school year. So our first timeline here, and we're sort of getting right under that wire, is if we're going to have any of these things occur with dual credit and sharing resources as far as classrooms, we really got to get going with this, because we'll be scheduling those classes in early February.
Superintendent Murphy would like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you. You have a great day.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.